And I know that the mayor, as the mayor of a big city, grapples with this every day. We were talking in the car on the way over here, and he was indicating the degree to which you've seen a spike in violent crime here in Milwaukee, as we've seen all across the country. There's also another kind of violence, though, that we're going to have to think about. It's not necessarily physical violence, but the violence that we perpetrate on each other in other ways. Last week, the big news obviously had to do with IMUS and the verbal violence that was directed at young women who were role models for all of us, role models for my daughter. I spend, along with my wife, a lot of time making sure that my two young daughters, who are gorgeous and tall, and I hope will get basketball scholarships, that they feel good about who they are, and that they understand that they can do whatever they can dream might be possible. And for them to be degraded, or to see somebody who looks like them degraded, that's a form of violence. It may be quiet. It may not surface to the same level of the tragedy that we read about today and we mourn, but it's violence none the same. There's the violence of men and women who've worked all their lives and suddenly have the rug pulled out from under them because their job has moved to another country, and they've lost their job, and they've lost their pension benefits, and they've lost their health care, and they're having to compete against their teenage children for jobs at the local fast food place paying $7 an hour. There is the violence of children whose voices are not heard in communities that are ignored, who don't have access to a decent education, who are surrounded by drugs and crime and a lack of hope. So there's a lot of different forms of violence in our society, and so much of it is rooted in our incapacity to recognize ourselves in each other.